You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. I do want to bring you some more updated information. Louisiana is going to postpone its April 4th presidential primary because of coronavirus concerns. And that means we now have the first state to move a 2020 contest due to the pandemic. So we'll continue to bring you breaking news and updates as they happen. Deciding whether to postpone or cancel an arts or entertainment event had been a tough call. There were many groups who realized they survive on small budgets and they don't have the latitude to lose revenue from even one performance. But the governor's executive order made it all clear. Here's what the governor said yesterday.
It is not only our strong recommendation, but codified in the executive order that we have directed cities, counties, private, public sector, large and small, all throughout the state of California, to no longer permit large non-essential events in this state, sporting events, other types of conferences, music festivals, and the like, fill in the blank, and I'm happy to fill in the blank.
So then came the flood of cancellations and postponements and reschedulings. CAP Radio's arts and theater critic Jeff Hudson has been watching the list grow. He's joining us from the office of the Davis Enterprise. Hi there, Jeff.
Hello, Beth.
So it's a long list. Do you want to highlight some of the big cancellations happening?
I'll just kind of do a quick once through the list. The Mondavi Center has canceled performances through March 31st. The Harris Center in Folsom has canceled performances through March 31st. Stockton Symphony has canceled their March concert. Modesto Symphony has canceled activities for the youth orchestra and is deciding whether or not to proceed with the April concert. The Sac Ballet is looking at options regarding their late March program of local choreographers. It is scheduled for March the 26th through the 29th. Sac Philharmonic announced late yesterday that they've canceled the remainder of their season, concerts in March and in May, or I should say April. Sac Choral Society has postponed the scheduled performance in late March of the Verdi Requiem and postponed it until March of next year, 2021.
Hey, Jeff, I'm going to jump in here because everybody is tracking their own events, and we should say that not everyone is canceling because some don't need to, small groups. Will you highlight a few options we still have?
Well, to be honest with you, I've been looking and I haven't found one yet.
Okay.
I spent an hour scouring the internet and frankly, everybody's canceling everything.
Okay. Well, I wanted you to check in on this, so thank you, Jeff, and take care, and we're going to keep checking in on this. Meanwhile, we're going to talk to Amber Jo Manuel, who's on the phone from Grass Valley. She's executive director of the Grass Valley Center for the Arts. And Amber Jo, this was supposed to be a very big weekend for you, right?
It was supposed to be a really big weekend. We have worked 2.5 years on reconstructing our building. We've been in construction for 18 months. We've had rain delays, power outages, water intrusion issues, and we have survived it all to plan our grand opening for the week, which was this week.
So now what's happening?
It didn't quite work out. It didn't quite work out as planned. But we do still have some shows occurring. We had an art opening last night in the new venue. It was beautiful. People did come out. We were all keeping distancing from each other and bumping elbows. And the art exhibit was beautiful. And while it was a small gathering, it was still special. And I think people were happy to have a place that they could come to kind of share in this experience that we're all having.
That is a good point, that we do still want to somehow be together in this. You had a couple small events over the weekend. Are they still on?
We are asking our comedian, Tom Papa, if he might consider doing two shows so that we can distance the audience.
Mm-hmm.
We've opened a fantastic 500-seat theater, and we are looking to do shows where we can keep people under 200 so that they can be fairly distanced in the theater. But then we can still support the artist, and the artist can still support us, and we can still be a community together. Tonight, we do still have Tinsley Ellis, who is coming to perform, and we have 150 people that will be in a 500-seat house, so there's plenty of room for everyone to have some distance around them and enjoy the music. We will let people know as soon as we've confirmed whether or not we can have Tom Papa the next night. Our Sunday night is canceled. Glenn Miller Orchestra is still happening on Wednesday the 18th, and we are keeping it at 200 or less in our 500-seat theater, and that gives plenty space around all the parties, as much as they need.
All right. Congratulations on the renovation and the opening. We'll post a link, Amber Jo, to the Grass Valley Center for the Arts, and thank you for the quick check-in, okay? Good luck.
And thank you so much for having us, and we hope that we can all get through this and the arts community can be stronger, and we need everyone's support right now while we put on these shows with less capacity.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. That is Amber
Jo
Manuel. I want to say that we checked into the museums, too. And at the California Museum, galleries are open. There are multiple cleanings going on each day. The events, though, are canceled, but the doors are open for visits. The Crocker Art Museum is open to the public. It's another good place to relax and decompress. Schools and groups, in fact, are welcome to continue with their self-guided visits. And one thing, the Totland is currently closed, but do check in if you have an idea for somewhere that you want to go. I know you know Disneyland is closed, but movie theaters are still open, and places like that can still provide some entertainment or a bit of escape with an opportunity for the safe social distancing. So let me tell you again about the programming. The Trump press conference will be carried live at noon today on Cap Radio, and our COVID Coronavirus and California special with KQED has been bumped back a little bit, but that's live. I'll be co-hosting at 2 p.m. today, so you can find us online and on air at capradio.org. On behalf of our entire team, we're here for the duration with you, and there's so much information on our website, so we're staying with you. Stay tuned, and for now, thanks so much for joining us. Be safe, take care, and stay informed.